USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is working with his administration to lower prices for American families. He opened a cabinet meeting Monday by saying, without proof that a lack of competition in the market costs the average family about $5,000 a year. Biden once again saying, capitalism without competition is not capitalism. The Pentagon is instituting a state of heightened military readiness because of the growing threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine,
which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF or if other situations develop.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling for a briefing for members as tensions continue to escalate between Russia and Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The White House is attacking the anti-vaccination movement along with free speech.
We are well aware that there is a loud and vocal minority empowered through social media and media platforms that proliferate disinformation.
Speaking to reporters, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki calling the message of the anti-vaccination movement wrong and dangerous. Psaki noting more than 210 million Americans are fully vaccinated against COVID. New York City is spending more to run its mass transit system than just about any city in the world. That's according to the Metro Transportation Authority's own report, which was mandated by state lawmakers in 2019. It compared New York with other major international cities like Paris, London, and Taiwan. It found that in some cases, the MTA's cost to operate trains and buses were twice as high. More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the inveteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
Former NBC sportscaster Bob Costas, who has covered 12 Olympic Games as a host and commentator, did not hold back on CNN when discussing the challenges journalists will face during the Beijing Winter Olympics next month.
The IOC deserves all of the disdain and disgust that comes their way for going back to China yet again. They were in Beijing in 2008. They go to Sochi in 2014. They're shameless about this stuff. The restrictions on press freedom and the sense that everyone there is being monitored in some way. We had that feeling in 2008 in Beijing. I think, if anything, it's been ramped up now. And it isn't just NBC, any network that broadcasts big sports events is simultaneously in a position, it's quasi-journalistic at best. You're reporting a news event and what surrounds it in the case of the Olympics. It isn't just what's confined to one game in a stadium. You're reporting on an event, but you're also promoting the event.
The United Arab Emirates is making a troubling announcement once again.
The United Arab Emirates says it intercepted two ballistic missiles claimed by Yemen's Houthi rebels over the skies of Abu Dhabi early Monday. It's the second attack in a week that targeted the capital. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news always can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.